Good evening, everyone. This is Severe Storm Steve from StevenD.net with episode 32 of the StevenD podcast. Today, I have Danny over Skype with me because we will be demonstrating Deathmatch: A New Beginning, the new Deathmatch installment he has created, which has actually become a fully functional audio multiplayer massive online game.
Set in space, and you can fly lots of starships. It's really complicated to explain, so that's why we're going to demonstrate it here. This is actually our...
Yes.
Hopefully this will go smoother, because this is our second time having to do this.
Yeah, take two. It's a good thing this is, like, the world's most chill, informal, unprofessional podcast ever. But
and on the upside, it won't have to refuel you.
Yes. I was trying to do the podcast last time, and he had to refuel me, and then I had to go down and repair my ship. What in the world, you ask?
Death Skype trademark. Okay. Death topic. Skype deathmatch call. Deathmatch. Connect the server.
A new beginning. I will now
connecting
enter.
Connecting the server. Please wait. Connected. Checking.
And I am American Dictator, for those of you who have not seen me on there, or don't know whether or not you have.
So, to explain, basically,
you're almost logged in order.
This game is basically
password
a
accepted.
Science fiction role-playing audio space game, which is online, and, hang on, very rude.
Alright, I'll explain since Danny's in the middle of something at the time. But, yes, Deathmatch is basically a multiplayer online RPG type of game. Basically, you achieve tasks such as planet cracking, mining, bounty missions, and you can earn credits. And with these credits, you can upgrade to different ships, or you can upgrade your already existing ships. This game takes a while, though, as it's... tries its best to simulate realistic space travel. Thus, traveling around the universe is not a walk in the park. In fact...
Also, you'll have to realize that this has a steep learning curve. This game does not have, this game does not hold your hand. If you aren't willing to sit here, if you aren't willing to actually play it, you won't get anything back, because we admins don't give out free credits unless we're in really, really good mood.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten a freebie from the admin. It was a F-16, but it was my birthday, and he knew about it, so...
Location colon 43.
Maybe if you tell the admin it's your birthday...
Speak type characters on.
It depends. So long as the request is, you know, reasonable, we won't give you a planet credit.
Location colon 49.
Because those ships are... kind of expensive.
No, I don't think I'm gonna repair. I think I'm just gonna lift off. But first, let me go to autopilot.
I suggest getting a refuel because you're...
No, I already refueled. I'm talking this thing kind of wants to... Oh, wait, I don't have a refuel. Well, good lord.
Notice, remote, select I teleporter, and the link to the teleport to go enter
and there's just connecting and notifications. You can't really turn those off.
How?
You can't. The chat. There's a chat channel that Steve and I have it disabled.
Collect order cargo bounty
mission. It gets really expensive.
It's not refueling your starship now. It's best to turn off your app while refueling.
Okay,
notice Christian does just connect.
And then.
You want to turn it on?
No, my APU is off, so I can refuel. Now, guys, this is a warning. This may take a minute or two, but. As you will soon learn once you start playing real good into the Deathmatch universe, this game is real-life simulation. It's not just going to take, like,
notice.
3 seconds to do everything. And those
notice
charged. So-and-so has disconnected or notice so-and-so has connected, you will receive those, which is why it is perfectly okay to think. Let me restart that sentence over. Those... messages like so-and-so has connected, or so-and-so has disconnected, or ion storm detected, those will happen to you, which is why it's perfectly okay those are going on in this podcast.
And beware, ion storms, you don't have to pay attention if you're not in deep space. We'll explain about deep space later, but, you want to worry about those when getting into deep space, because they will damage your ship, and if you're right in the middle of one, they can seriously affect your hull.
Yeah, I've gotten hit by several. Which is why my ship is still being repaired.
Ah, crap, because you can undock while it's being repaired.
I can't?
Nope.
How did I undock previously?
You were on a ship. You were on a planet that didn't have a shipyard.
Then do your admin magic.
Fortunately, I can't. That's the kind of tricky bit. Besides, I'm on an orbiting gigantic starship orbiting a planet, so.
What, starship is it?
The newer planet tracker, yes. Folks, we are actually, you're building a more advanced version of the planet tracker to track these planets which are in deep space. And believe me, there is a lot of them. As Steve will tell you here.
12,017,400.
That's 12 million credits. Is that enough?
I have more than that. I have 7 million.
You are an admin.
That should be enough. Planet crackers only cost 6 mil.
But I thought that the more advanced one would cost more.
Notice. The more advanced one will cost more, but it hasn't been released yet.
The Glex is connected. It'll probably cause lag now. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I fixed Steve himself and told him to not build until the end of the podcast. So, we shouldn't have to retry this. Anyway, to explain, like Steve was saying, this game will require patience. You will not be going to exotic destinations for 3 minutes. You will actually have to fly through space to your exotic destinations.
Alright, so my ship has just finished refueling. As a result, I will turn on my APU.
Toggle APU.
And your APUs, like your power systems, this game has a really expansive, like, engineering system.
Yeah, this is what I like to call DM jargon.
Nope.
Because I know nothing about space.
Considering the fact that, you play as an engineer in the first game, Project Alpha, I think you've demonstrated it on this podcast.
Select lift flow airlock, crew that shop in engineering, engineering
bridge. I'm turboing up to the turbo lift.
Yeah, this new planet tracker will actually have a bridge section, so we'll use a turbo to get to each one, because it'll be so big.
Oh lord.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the bridge. I am the troll.
Oh god!
There's a troll on the bridge? Danny, ban him!
Oh my god.
Okay, now let's go up to...
Select the mid teleport and teleporter coordinate. Enter X coordinate to enter Y coordinate. Enter Z coordinate to teleport to. You can't teleport into nothingness, you know.
I just tried to teleport into 5064.
Select item teleporter.
I don't think the bridge goes that far. Oh, wait, it does.
Coordinate. Enter X coordinate. Enter Y coordinate.
Sometimes the teleporter is a little buggy. By the way, teleporters, for those of you who are going to join this game after this podcast, teleporters, they are a must. You must have one.
Yes.
Not you are forced to have one, but it is a must-have if you intend to be on a deep space expedition, because these things, I'll let Steven explain their purpose.
So, the teleporter, basically, with these, you can teleport from your ships, although I'd recommend having at least two if you want to go to a different ship.
Actually, you can only have one.
Oh, you can?
Yeah,
you have to go to different areas in the...
Notice, scratch monster.
Like, different ships. Well, anyway. I guess that is what the built-in one is for on the planet cracker. Anyway, what they really do is you can teleport to any set of coordinates on the ship or on whatever vessel you're on, be it a station, a ship, or a planet.
Location,
you can teleport to any coordinate you wish. And that's what makes it... pretty cool, and that's why you must have one, because, like you hear right now, I'm walking all the way to the status console.
And I'm telling you, some of these ships, there are ships here which are bigger than the Planet Cracker.
There are.
Yeah, which require a lot of maintenance, and a lot of walking. So, teleporters, if you're just trying to get to a console in a hurry, please buy one.
Tip. On this game, as Danny said, it has some bugs, which is customary with every game. As a result, and you walk up to a console and press enter, may not always work. Your best bet is to press F. This will work. Yeah, it syncs with the server, basically updating and refreshing. And now I've pressed F, and I can press enter on this console.
Starship colon, gold digger colon, current
status.
Speed colon, zero max speed colon, 5,000 ship desired speed colon, zero ship heading colon, 270 current coordinates colon, 5,500 colon, destination coordinates colon, 0,000 current range of fusion drive colon, 90,000 current status of autopilot colon, on cargo status colon, current cargo space colon, 369 max cargo space colon, 100,000 current hull strength remaining colon, 6514 current fuel remaining on board colon, 5968 colon, this ship can hold 6,000 units of fuel in its tank. Current shield strength colon, 0 out of a max of 100. Current sensor range colon, 21,000 colon, this ship has a max sensor range of 21,000. This starship does not have warhead capability. System status, Planet Cracker dark matter engine has a max.
How long will it take to repair the ship?
It depends on how badly damaged your hull is.
My hull is 6514.
Oh god, you might as well just buy another Planet Cracker.
Why?
Because, that's going to take a while. Were you in an ion storm or something?
Yes, I was. Can it still repair my ship when I have my APU turned off?
Yeah, I can still repair.
Select item,
okay.
Teleporter.
I'm turning my APU off and buying a new Planet Cracker, guys. The Gold Digger is going to take a rest for a while.
Handheld link, init teleport to coordinates.
Some of our ships, though, some of our ships always seem really extensively.
Enter V coordinates. Engineering top of APU.
APU has been turned off.
Attention, ion storm.
By the way, my next ship is going to be called the Shiner Miner.
Nice name.
I know, because you know, gold shines. It's shiny.
Maybe you should try polishing the paint.
Why?
Because if you polish the paint, it may look nicer.
Oh, yeah, and it would be a shiner. It would be a shiner ship. Hey.
Hey, you wrecked my new space limo's paint job.
Wow. My space limo? Really? And where are you? What are you planning on doing? Having a wedding on Cygnus Alpha?
Oh god, who'd want to have a wedding there?
Select
I don't
from
know.
Teleport.
At least you'd have a lot of
teleporter
space to put your decorations
and
teleport.
Yeah, but it'll all be forest. And again, humanity is a hole in the dust. She wouldn't believe. It's like we have no home.
Why would the people of Cygnus Alpha even build a station? It's like, okay, I'm on Cygnus Alpha. What now? There's no houses. There's no restaurants. Let's just sit on the station.
And the shipyard. Maybe they just leave it there. Yeah, welcome aboard.
Now
like our new colony.
Station.
Like, if I were just some random alien race, I would just literally walk over and demolish the station just to be a jerk.
Why not just demolish the entire planet?
Global
yeah,
order
that's
new
a
ship
good
from
idea.
Shipyard.
So let's order a new ship.
Select Corian Mine Planet Cracker.
And
ship
you will notice,
million, Corian Planet Cracker.
The ship
name
have gotten screwed up.
Notice.
They've gotten screwed up.
Shiner. Dash. M-I-N-E-R.
There's a reason it says
your new ship
is a space there. So if you put spaces, then the ship doesn't load properly. For some apparent reason.
Bounty missions. Exited.
200.
Location colon 550.
Not too far. Okay.
Oh, come on, Andirian Station. Andirian Station has like the tiniest landing bay
Select
ever.
Ship to board. Shining Star.
Shining
Valiant Sedwick Roy Shinnermeter
Shinnermeter? What?
Shinnermeter.
Okay.
Nice there, Shinnermeter.
Shinnermeter.
You're meaner.
Good.
Now moving to Shinnermeter.
Okay, and let's take the Shiner Miner.
It's not Shiremeyer anymore, it's Sheener Meaner.
Select teleporter. Hand and link and teleporter.
Sorry, you'll have to get used to our sense of humor.
Teleport the coordinate. Yes. Enter X coordinate. Enter Y coordinate.
At least they don't have to get used to zaps. I wouldn't even allow that on my podcast.
Enter Z coordinate.
What? Zap blows up planets. That's the simple end of it. We carve the bombs, planets, blows up.
How am I not getting caught on? Alright, newcomers, here's the thing. Let me explain something, what happened while Danny was going on his humor rampage. I went to 200 while, our unendearing station. I boarded the, Shiner Miner. I used my teleporter to teleport to, the helm console, because this is the exact same layout as
teleporter
the
teleporter.
It's still the, the mining thing. Whatever the, oh, planet cracker. I had a blank. Yeah, it's still the planet cracker. So now I'm going to autopilot to set my course. And I'll press D to open the detection menu to look for it.
You might want to explain to them without those.
To explain to them about what?
The DV reboot. It will cause lag.
Enter wormhole. Enter worm activator. Change ship initiated. I'm not exiting helm.
I was still in the helm menu.
Detect autopilot located at 10, 4. Exit detect.
I'm teleporting to this. I'm not walking to 10, 4.
Select item teleport. Hand at link.
You've got a very large vessel. I'm uploading
Shinnak.
Shinnak is a planet where you
enter.
Can actually crack.
No,
that's how we are at
7.
Apparently someone blew it up.
That around
storm,
Newtick. Select auto, select destin, enter flight coordinates.
Alright, let's go to 4,000, 4,000, 4,000 and do a bit of asteroid mining.
So enter flight coordinates. Please enter X coordinate for off.
Okay, so this is what we need. You will get lag, and the server will crash.
Now, server crashed. Main menu.
There's nothing. All you just do here is reconnect.
Hold on, let me explain to him something. So, what I did, while we were talking was I set a ship course to 4,000, 4,000, 4,000. As you will quickly learn when playing Deathmatch, objects are located in complex coordinates in space. Some of them can be 6 figures long. Also, as you will learn, that the server crashes
Skype
sometimes.
Alert. Aaron is away. Skype
All you
alert.
Must
Aaron
do
is
here
on-
is... Go back, it will take you to the main menu, and you just simply hit connect to the server, re-enter your credentials, and you will be placed back on your ship or wherever you were located when the server crashed.
And unfortunately, this is one of the difficulties to running an online game. That's something you guys are going to have to get used to.
Connecting the server, please wait. Connected, checking.
Which reminds me, they may see fireworks. I'm going to purge a ship.
Dash.
What ship?
Crusader, my old flagship.
You're almost logged in. In order
there it goes.
Password accepted.
Stop
May continue.
It.
Message of the day, : check out the new website for each location, :10, 10, 4.
There's also, as Steve here will tell you, there's also frequent updates to the server that we make. So, if the server restarts, the same thing applies with the crash.
Yeah, you will just be on the main menu where you must restart your connection. Now, I'm going to re-enter the autopilot coordinates just to make sure it saved it or whatever. Alright, so...
Select auto, select destination, enter flight code, please enter X code.
4,000?
ZZ for blank. Enter Y coordinate for autopilot to travel to. Enter Z coordinates. Coordinate center.
Teleporter charged, so I will teleport to the helm.
Select item teleport can and link it. Teleport the coordinate. Enter X coordinate to it. Enter Y. Enter Z. Select helm action. Change engine speed. Enter speed to travel at.
We'll travel at 2,000 miles per hour.
Speed adjusted. Toggle on exit and helm.
The ship is now accelerating.
Select the handheld teleportation link and teleport up enter X color. Enter white. Enter. The teleporter is in charge of this.
Oh, I have to wait till the teleporter
charges. Oh, by the way, we probably should warn you. This game will get dangerously addicting if you're not paying attention.
I actually ended up playing it at school a couple times because I was so addicted. But let's not tell my teachers that, okay?
Okay.
Did you hear what I said, Danny?
Yeah, we'll keep it.
Teleporter recharged.
Secret. I only played deathmatch at school. Twice.
Select item teleporter.
No! You're gonna get the secret
enter
out.
Enter
Windows teacher is unhappy.
Enter Y-O. Enter Z-O.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the heck, in all honesty, kind of application is Windows teacher? Don't we have public school for that, or online universities?
I think we do.
Yeah, so let's just delete Windows teacher out of the Apple iStore. I mean, it doesn't
the
even
Apple
belong there.
The Apple iStore of iPlanet Cracker. Sorry.
Notice, Lucas has just connected.
I really should be.
Welcome, Lucas. You have been welcomed on the Stephen D. podcast, but you will be banned. Sorry.
Oh, that's just me.
I don't even know this.
I really should be a better co-host than me on one of these podcasts.
Yeah, you will be, in fact. Do you have RS Games?
Somewhere.
Yeah, get it by next week so you can be on my podcast. I was about to have Devin G on my podcast, episode 33.
Oh, God!
Oh.
Oh my God, why?
Hit me with a baseball bat if you feel free.
Can I hit you 2 times with a baseball bat?
Yes. Hey, my ship is speeding up. I'm flying through space.
Oh God.
Yeah. Blow up. And grow up.
Ooh, oh!
Dang. As you'll learn, I can burn. I can burn really bad.
You'll have to deal with that with us, guys. We like the joke here.
Yes, we do. And Tyler Chambliss, unfortunately, doesn't like that, so I'm sure he's not listening to this podcast
attention,
right now, so let's flame him.
I feel like I'm operating up an oil rig for some reason.
I feel like I'm operating a planet cracker for some reason.
Yes, you are.
I wonder why.
Because you want to crack planets. You want to split them open to mining minerals.
Hey guys, tell me if you've went through a similar experience. Try not to talk through this, Danny, because I'm going to tell them a little story of what happened to me.
Okay.
I remember the day when I dared to play an audio game that was very lame. The audio game that I dared to play that was very lame had a stupid name.
Notice,
the name of the
just...
game was Flamity Flame, and Flamity Flame was a horrible game. Because in Flamity Flame, the goal of the game was to attempt to kill a guy known as James. But in Flamity Flame, the guy named James had no sound at which you could aim. And what kind of game that is audio by claim has a guy named James at whom you cannot aim? Okay, wow. To this day, I don't know who to blame, but all I can say is they made a terrible game. Has any of you ever been through a similar experience as this? Have you, Danny?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think many people do. Just don't play Flamity Flame.
Meow.
Oh, okay. So he wants to be a cat right now. Let's, Here's one for you, Danny.
Speak type
oh, God.
Do
you
want
to know? This message is going to be purr, isn't it?
No. It might be purr with a few enhancements.
That depends.
Okay.
Enter text of private message.
Oh! I just tried to PM a person named Meow. 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 What?
Nice going.
Name of F-Man.
Okay, Danny.
Enter text of private.
Yeah, we're PMing each other back and forth. This is actually a recent feature which got implemented. About how many weeks has it been? Like 4, 5, 6 weeks?
I think it's been about 4. It was before I got on.
So. This game definitely grows up so fast.
I love this game.
I know, and it grows up so fast too.
Okay, here you go.
You PM Danny with colon. Meow 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 purr.
I knew there was gonna be a purr in there.
What the crap? Purr, purr, purr. No, that sounds like something Muhammad Hatchjar would send to me, though.
Well, other than an eloquence password. Don't you dare send me an eloquence password.
Uncost.
I'm gonna switch to Flex Talk if you do it.
Enter Matt Lang.
Yeah, sorry, coach. You'll have to get used to that. Again.
UPM Danny with colon.
Yeah! Oh my god!
It got me. It said UPM Danny with colon. UNCOSP, folks. You just learned a new crash word.
Don't teach this to kids in class.
Okay, loading. I only teach it at Texas School for the Blind.
Yeah, go ahead. Teach
it there.
Colon,
yeah, I'll teach it there. I'll be like, hey, this is something you should write on your Braille and speak. No, on your Braille and speak. Here's another crash word, guys. You should write Braille Hess speak.
Welcome to Crashing Your Braille and Speak 101.
With JAWS 3.0 installed.
As your host.
Ah. Danny Stanley.
JAWS is a host.
JAWS is a host? What? Then Deathmatch must be a Wikipedia article.
Yes, it is a very long Wikipedia article, which is, according to Wikipedia, out of its standards.
Error. Windows teacher does not approve of this Wikipedia article.
Well, too bad, Windows teacher.
Delete it immediately.
No, thanks. I'll keep going doing my own thing.
I'm totally cruising through space right now, and my hull just got hit with a meteor. It's like the size of Texas. Bro.
Do you realize how bad that would damage
ion storm
ship?
Has been detected in the vicinity of light coordinates.
Has been detected inside your ship. Please
no one cares. If there's an ion storm inside the ship, I'm opening the airlock and jettisoning myself out to space.
Error, you have farted out an ion storm.
Do you realize what an ion storm is?
Yes, it is a storm of electrically charged particle pieces. Ions are the electrical negative charged.
Okay, science teacher.
In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm wrong. And no, I'm not. Pro is positive, and so it's negatively charged particles. And an ion storm is a collection of these particles. And when they come into impact with your ships, they can cause immediate damage. Whoosh! Shut up!
Wow.
The people of this podcast are thinking we are the craziest people right now.
Yeah, well, guess what? We're science fiction nerds and proud of it.
And yes, and currently, when you're traveling through space on a planet-cracking spaceship, you have the right. Now let me go to my status console and check on my status.
And also, you will not hear certain ships. You will hear the engines from everywhere inside the ship, but there's certain ships where they have rooms where you will not hear the engines. So it is important to monitor your status. It's like your lifeline to your ship.
For example, the F-16.
You will hear the engines all the time.
Duh, that's a one-room ship.
Yes, and it's also meant to be a one-room fighter.
And guess what? I have 14 of them, so...
Wait, 14 F-16s? Where do you get the money? From blowing up Duke headquarters?
Yes. You see, I was paid the $400 billion it costed to build that.
One day
I still have it hidden away.
One day a man has everything. The next day he blows up a $400 billion space station. And the next day he has nothing. It makes you think. No, it doesn't. Come, Gif. It's time to begin our life as civilians.
That's an order, soldier.
They probably don't even know what we're talking about.
Guys, Futurama. Danny,
yeah.
Let's try not to do, Kiff, excuse me. Let's try not to do Futurama references on this podcast in case they don't, get it, you know. Or in case someone like, what's his name, Iron Cross, watches it and is like, no more Futurama stuff, okay?
That is just cool.
I know. It is. But guys, you have to learn. This podcast is not on NBC5 News for a reason.
Welcome to
NBC5. Our first story is about... Wait, what was our first story? I spilled my coffee on the script. Will you give me a new one?
Are you going to take this matching torch to TV instead?
Teleport to one base.
We'll be back after these messages, a.k.a. a new script is generated.
Teleport the coordinates.
Which coordinates will take 10 commercials. I should... There's been talk of implementing all of it into the ship, but I haven't figured out what audio files would actually get played.
And putting a what into the ship?
Holovision. Holovids. Those are like our version of TVs.
Oh yeah, that's... Holovids? That was in the Ender Wiggins series.
It's also in a lot of series. Much like Hover Cars. I'm ready for the status console. I'm not gonna die.
Shittermeter : current speed : 751 max speed : 5,000 ship desired speed : 2,000 ship heading : 0 360,100 4,000 estimated coordinates : 4,000 4,000 current range of fusion drive
My autopilot is off.
This is a number one lesson for you. Always make sure your autopilot is on before you go on an adventure.
Okay, what are we in? Military or podcast? Steven has rescued the day. Give him a medal of honor.
Oh, relax. A day in deep space never hurts. And by the way, you're not going to deep space, are you?
No, I'm in fed space.
Yeah, by the way, the reason we differentiate between those two is there's no combat allowed in fed space unless you're authorized.
Hey, Daddy.
What?
Want me to aim my turret at your ship because that's perfectly allowed?
You realize that I'm way... in deep space?
Do you realize that I just teleported my ship to deep space because I'm an administrator? Danny, how do you expect me to do that? I'm not even an administrator. Wow. Just wow.
Yes.
Well, I wish I could, so I could populate freaking Cygnus Alpha with, I don't know, dinosaurs?
Maybe we could put poor fake dinosaur bones all over it.
Hi, welcome to Cygnus Alpha, the Charles Darwin planet.
Notice, Brent has just disconnected, located on...
Yeah, is... Did I just say Brent has just disconnected, located on Corthalon?
I don't know, let me see what that just said.
Teleporter recharge, bottom of buffer, teleporter recharge.
Oh, I can't, never mind.
Notice, Brent has just disconnected, located on Gorkon, right brain.
Gorkon, not Corthalon.
That would be...
Seems like you're too much of an RTR addict.
Which is funny, because I rarely play RTR.
I know. And remember episode 25 where I owned Danny?
That was have you demonstrated Ultra Power yet?
No, I have not. And I'm going to speed hack when I demonstrate it. For those who don't know, I speed hacked Ultra Power one day.
If the developer is watching this podcast, dude, that might have been a really bad choice to admit.
Dear developer, Steve here. It has been informed to me that you may very well be watching this podcast. If you are watching this podcast, it is okay. I only speed hacked for 5 minutes, and you have not banned the 23 other people who have been speed hacking.
23,400.
And Mason does not give a crap about this podcast, I'm quite sure. But anyway.
Actually, there are quite a number of people who watch this podcast. Lucas does.
Lucas Brown?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
He actually watches your podcast.
See, location.
How do you know?
22, 6, 4.
He asked me once when we were running, when we were running Bashbase, he asked me once whether I'd be able to get Deathmatch Project Alpha demoed on this cast. Either that or it was Bashbase, something like
on
that.
On the Stephen D. podcast?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Deathmatch Project Alpha's already been demoed on there.
Duh, Lucas.
Although it kind of... Although the last part didn't kind of work out.
Location.
No. It's like, okay, so there's a bug. And by the way, I haven't even finished it, which I need to at some point this week. After I...
And then I called you like 2 hours after. Oh, that's not a bug.
Yeah. And I think I edited that and told the blog viewers that, so...
He was supposed to press enter.
I know. I was trying to, though. Or no, maybe I was trying to press control.
Yeah, because that part gets confusing. Although, that is what we call a quick time event.
Skype alert, Colton is away.
Skype alert, Colton is away? Yeah, that is perfectly, legitimate for the Deathmatch podcast, guys. Colton is away, let's celebrate!
Yeah, excuse me, sir. I'm looking for some popcorn aboard this planet cracker. Do you happen to have any?
Yep, just go to the shopping deck.
This planet cracker actually won't have a shopping deck, I don't think.
Mine does. And all you can get is a med kit, though, so...
Wow! That is a very cheap shopping deck.
No, but it's 500 credits, so you're still spending money.
That's a ripoff!
I know.
It's like saying, oh, you want to heal yourself? Here, give me 1,000 credits.
500.
Have you seen how much they charge for a can of beer at Metroplex?
3,000.
Yeah, with that money, you could buy yourself a new space vehicle.
You could, although it'd be a crappy one, like the Corian mining freighter, and then.
No, you could get a light freighter.
Oh yeah, you could. I remember I used to have that, and I worshipped that vehicle because it was so awesome. But then now I've got the planet cracker.
Oh, by the way, our bit of advice. Please listen. Do not get a mining freighter.
Why'd you build that ship if you didn't want people to...
Location colon 10.
Because I developed it when the sounds were a lot quieter. But I promise you, those freighters are extremely uncomfortable.
Hi, welcome to the Gator Freighter.
Location colon 10.71.4.
Some of them
I'm hearing my status.
Colon, current speed colon.
Some of them are really uncomfortable.
5,000 ship desired speed colon. 2,000 ship heading colon.
Like the mining... That's what I noticed. The light freighter 4,000, and the mining freighter. They're both... Well, the mining freighter is 4,000 two rooms, colon, but it's smaller. The light freighter 4,000, is one room, 4,000, but it actually 4,000, has 4,000 room
range of fusion drive colon.
Like, you're not standing next to complex computer equipment.
And guys, I apologize, by the way, for this podcast being so long and it seeming like there's nothing but talking and no deathmatch demonstrating, but if you think about it, what I'm really doing is demonstrating deathmatch, but my ship is having to travel from coordinate Y319,000 back to 4,000 because I made a mistake that is common to people, which is called forgetting to turn off my APU, or forgetting to turn on my autopilot. And so, I'm sorry that this is taking a long time, but it's worth it. What I'm gonna do
Like we said before, this game requires patience. You will not be going from... At least, not when you start. You will not be going from the asteroid belt back to Cygnus Alpha in 10 seconds. The only time you'll be going anywhere within 10 seconds, or 3 minutes, is if you have a really strong ship like the Nevin or the Striker, because they come with rift drives.
Is it possible to use the fusion drive on a planet cracker?
Nope.
But yeah, anyway, and the reason we're going off the track and doing all this humor and stuff, guys, is to at least keep you interesting. I mean, I know this talk isn't at all related to Deathmatch, but I'm sure you'd rather hear jokes or something than a 45-minute lecture on Deathmatch.
And trust me, this game, it isn't boring, but it does require patience.
Yes, and that's been stated multiple times. So we're just trying to make this episode as fun as possible while I get to this and then do my asteroiding mining process. And please, guys, remember that asteroid mining will not take this long to get to. If you have a light freighter, it takes 7 minutes to get to the asteroid. If you have another ship, it takes 4 to 5 minutes, such as the Planet Cracker. I know this by experience. But the reason this is taking so long is I got off of course because I didn't turn on autopilot, which is perfectly okay. You will not suffer any major consequences if you forget to turn on your autopilot.
Unless you go into deep space.
Yes, which I actually did, so I need to watch out for ion storms.
Actually, you didn't go quite into deep space. Not enough to do any damage, because...
Well, I was past 200,000 in the Ys.
Yeah, in the Y, but in the X, you're still in Federation space. It's like a border, basically.
It's like the US-Mexico border. Don't cross it, or you're in danger. No, I'm just kidding. Wow.
The Outer Rim and the Federation, they actually share a border.
The Outer Rim?
Yeah.
Tell us, take you what, here's a better analogy. This is like the Zap Brannigan space, and who's the other cat? Oh, Leela. They don't need to cross each other's border. I'm just saying. Wouldn't you agree, Danny?
Yes.
Remember what happened the last time that happened?
Oh, yes, we all remember that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, Girdle. Hold. Stupid idea, Bender.
Oh. Where am I right now?
Location colon 10.
We are in deep space.
Did you say I'm on the Bender Express?
No, I said you're in deep space.
Oh. I was like, what?
Starship colon.
Make a ship and call it the Bender Express.
Max speed colon.
Yes.
5,000
ship
desired speed colon. 2,000 ship heading colon. 180 current coordinates colon.
4,000.
Hey guys, I'm I'm getting closer.
You can ignore those announcements. I don't think we're going to be going into deep space because finding suitable, crackable planets takes a little bit.
But I'm not cracking a planet today. I'm just gonna mine some asteroid. If you want me to do a cracking, you can always email podcasts@stephend.net, and I will gladly.
Well, we can always do a bounty mission. Although these days I'm really usually up for one. And bounty missions are the most exciting thing. Because this game does have starship combat, which is why you gotta be careful in deep space, because there are pirates of those who got slaughtered, you know.
Yeah.
And they will target your ship and patrol around you and try and take your stuff.
Are pirates AI, or are they actually other players?
They're actually AI, but they were recently upgraded with the ability to launch warheads if your current ship has any.
Location colon 10.
Like if the ship that was assigned the bounty mission had any, then it will launch. It will have the same amount of warheads, hence it will launch warheads at you.
How do I know where that ship is so I can launch warheads?
You won't be able to.
But it knows where I am.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
That's only if you're dumb enough and you get in 50 range of it. Which I hope you don't do.
Yeah, but how do I know whether I'm getting 50 range of it? How do I know, like, where the core is?
It'll target you, and the alert will go off. If you can see it on sensors, it's best not to approach.
Oh, the sensors. That's how you figure out where it is.
You might want to explain to them how useful the sensors are.
I can't. You, because I haven't used them.
You don't use your sensors?
Nope.
Anyway,
all I have to go to is the asteroid right now.
No, I thought you always use them, like, from a day-to-day basis.
No, I just use autopilot.
Which are the same as sensors.
Oh. Yeah, so sensors, they're very useful. If you don't know where an object in space, you can basically find them if you go and use your sensors. It gives you the coordinates, and if you're on autopilot and you find the object you want, you can just click on it, and it will set a course. It's very useful. However, these sensors, especially the autopilot one, have a limited range. As, meaning, you cannot get from Vacuum 5 to Cygnus Alpha.
I don't even know why you'd want to travel that far.
I actually have, and it took forever.
I've actually known someone who's taken a ship, a mining freighter, and traveled all the way from traveled all the way from Cygnus Alpha to Metroplex.
Those just disconnected, located on Metroplex.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. They said it took them 9 days.
Wow.
And I'm very curious what they did in that time, because that must have been a pretty boring ride.
Well, they probably didn't play deathmatch or got on a different ship. No, they couldn't. Never mind.
No, they couldn't, because remember, teleporters are different.
So they probably just didn't play deathmatch.
Yeah, because I'm not sitting there for 9 days.
They probably didn't sit there either. They did things like normal, but came back and checked on it, made sure it didn't need fuel or something.
Yeah.
That was actually probably before the fueling thing, because
that was actually way before the fueling.
Notice 3 of Alpha just disconnected, located on Cygnus Alpha.
How far are you?
Let's see.
Location : 1062. Starship : Shinnerminer : current speed : 1766 max speed : 5000 ship desired speed : 2000 ship heading : 180 current coordinates : 4000 200 3000 4000 : destination coordinates
: 203,000.
Notice 3 at Alpha just
Yeah, this podcast episode is literally about an hour long.
Already?
Yes. Because you called me at 8:05, maybe? And this episode started around 8:10.
Don't worry, guys. We're a friendly bunch. We don't fight, so.
We don't like what?
We don't fight.
Yeah.
The only time you'll have to worry about us admins and getting into trouble with us is if you're like a certain player we know and you ask constant questions because you know, obvious reasons. Well, Steve can explain that.
Okay, let's try and act this out. Danny, how do I get to Endearing Station?
Go to your autopilot, enter coordinates 000.
Where's the autopilot?
Use the D menu.
What does D do?
Detector.
Okay, and why is there a detector? Will it give me the coordinates?
Yes.
Is there another way I could get there besides walking?
Teleporters.
How do I use the teleporter?
You buy it, you open your inventory, and you use it.
Where can I buy it?
Endearing Station.
You see, I could, based on that, I could probably ask him 5 or 6 more questions, but that's how annoying people can get. That's how you get
in trouble. You don't mind if you ask those type of questions.
Yeah, but if you just keep asking and keep asking and keep asking.
Also, if you bombard us with requests, because our policy is we will not do You'll see custom ships, but we will not do them unless you are a good player. That's our policy. So,
Danny, will you build me a one-room mining freighter?
No.
Danny, will you build me a starship? Danny, will you give me some free credits?
No, Christopher has just connected.
No.
Danny, can I be an admin? Danny, will you build a planet for me? Danny, will you build a space?
Holy crap, okay, that is...
I know, but that is basically what he means.
Yeah, so just don't bother us with questions and you'll be fine.
Sorry, I just had to make some humor out of that because... Well, that's me.
Yep, and it's us.
Danny.
Quiet! Wow.
Error, you have been banned from Windows.
The hell was I banned from Windows?
Because you didn't donate to Apple.
I refuse to donate to Apple.
Why would Windows care anyway?
Yeah, why would it?
Starship colon, centimeter colon, current speed colon, 1993 max speed colon, 5,000 ship desired speed colon, 2,000 ship end colon, 180 current colon, 4,000, 158,450,
109,109.9.
Holy crap, I'm highly elevated above the docking bay of this ship.
You're elevated? Is that a new way of saying you're high or something?
Space drugs, maybe?
Oh, gosh. That's like, what kind of drunk person would be able to come up with, I'm elevated?
I am so elevated. Oh, God.
I feel so elevated right now. Oh.
What the crap?
I know.
Sorry, guys. This is our humor.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Stephen D. Podcast of Banning. Today, we will demonstrate how to ban your enemies from your least favorite games.
Skype alert, Aaron is away. Skype alert, Aaron is online.
Ultra power, all you just do is speed hack, and you'll get an annihilation search.
Yes, if you speed hack, you will crash the server.
By the way, don't yell at me, I'm not the one responsible for doing it.
Error, dialogue. Windows has detected that you were speed hacking Ultra Power. You have now been banned from Dell. Okay, but
I don't care about Dell.
Dell can go to... Never mind.
Yeah, I know what you were going to say.
Oh, Lord.
Starship Poland, Centimeter
Poland,
this podcast, it's so humorous just to celebrate the fact that I now have bought a space upgrade for my website, thus am no longer uploading podcasts to Dropbox. Now I have 13 gigabytes to throw away. No, I'm just kidding. I actually want to spend these wisely so I don't have to buy more space, but yeah. And it's really fast, too. Just saying. I reckon this podcast will be like 60 megabytes.
By the way, check out the new reality software site. It is awesome.
Yeah, it's called www.rsn.x10.
No! Oh, by the way, if any of you go there, please do take note that it is run by a discharge. How should I put this, Steven?
A discharged member who is denying that he is discharged, although it is evident that he is.
Yeah, so if you see any reality software network, that's not us. We don't prefer to run a network. We prefer a simple site and a simple deathmatch wiki, which we will set up at some point.
Which is realitysoftware.noip.us.
That is the proper site, written by yours truly.
Stephen Darty wrote the website because he's a professional web designer and has been blogging for 4 years. You know they named Six Pack Web Design after me because I have a six pack?
You know I could use a six pack of Pepsi right now.
You know I wish I had a six pack of burritos with bean and cheese right now.
I'm hungry!
I'm hungry! He wants popcorn!
Well, fine. You can have popcorn.
Yeah, fine. You can have popcorn. And what are you going to watch with that popcorn? Dora?
No. I'll watch Dead Space Downfall. Do not watch that. If you are not a fan of scary science fiction, do not. Fun fact though, Deathmatch is actually modeled around Dead Space, and you can actually see this because Steven watched me play Dead Space.
Yeah. And here, Danny, I thought that was all your creativity, but now to know that's a spinoff of a game? Wow.
Wow, what a cruel joke.
I know. It's like, really? You don't even like my game just because I didn't come up with my own terms? Wow. What do you expect me to call it? Outer Nutcase? It's outer space, for God's sake. Yeah, like Endearion Station?
Fusion Drive?
Fusion Drive. Oh, that fusion is an overdrive, man.
Put it in overdrive! Oh, God!
Was it from a backwoods asteroid?
Yes, I am from a backwoods.
Yeah, you're like, put that into overdrive. And that's how we talk in Texas.
Your Honor, I'm just a simple hot chicken from a backwoods asteroid. But if you please the court, I reckon I'll
Futurama.
Why would you even... Just out of curiosity, can anyone who listens to this podcast answer this? If you are not supposed to call the jury in the court, why are you allowed to call them?
I don't know. That court system, it seems to be majorly flawed.
Then again, Dupe seems to be majorly flawed. They let people like Zach Brannigan be captured.
Yes, and Dupe is in Futurama, which you should watch, by the way. It's funny.
Watch it or you're not cool! Oh, dang it, my professor imitation failed. I can still do Dr. Zoidberg, though.
Yeah, show him how Dr. Zoidberg sounds, will you?
Now open your mouth and let's have a look at that brain. No, not that mouth.
He actually does, he kind of sounds Russian.
It sounds, Megavoid, you're right, he does. So does Moigan in The Taste of Freedom.
Megavoid?
Blah. Do you remember Moivin from The Taste of Freedom? The guy who, built the mobile oppression palace?
Ship desired speed, colon, steel ship heading, colon, 180 turn, coordinates, colon, 4,000, colon,
refresh my memory.
By the way, that episode is the best! Select if you item, don't watch it, you know.
Metcalf, mineral teleporter.
Was that where Zoidberg was eating all the flags?
Link teleporter, teleport to color, enter X color.
And then they lost Earth because Zach Brannigan gave out the codes.
No, I just went to the helm console and now I gotta go back to 00. Tyler has just connected.
Oh god.
Bam.
I am so thankful that I have chat turned off and that there's a slash mute feature.
I wonder if he's muted me.
What?
I said I wonder if he muted me.
Location colon.
No, I didn't.
51.
You didn't. I was talking about Tyler.
Who cares?
Location.
Who cares about Mr. Tyler? Oh!
Me. No one, in fact.
That is cruel.
I know. That is very that is very unpodcast-like.
Yes, well, I do not conduct myself in a podcast-like material. Oh!
That's okay. I'm sure that episode 32 is not the first episode people are listening to.
Asteroid Mining Men start
at Asteroid Mining.
Alright, guys. Here, let me explain what happened. I have now started the asteroid mining because it told me my coordinates were at 4,000, 4,000, 4,000, and even though I have not slowed down to normal speed, I was still able to run to the asteroid mining console and beginning mining process.
A chunk of gold has been mined from the asteroid.
And you will hear messages like that, like a chunk of gold has been mined from the asteroid, because that is my ship mining the asteroid.
So anyway, what you do is you just a little sit there, let it mine. And when you've got enough in your cargo hold, you can return it back to a planet. Any planet, really. And deliver the cargo. You can also do cargo hauling.
Yes, you can do cargo hauling, which I will not demonstrate on this podcast, I will likely end up doing multiple parts of the Deathmatch podcast, because that way I can demonstrate different features.
Yeah, much like you did Swamp and RPR.
So, yes. Anyway, I will let this asteroid mine for a minute, and then I will travel back to a planet.
A chunk of gold has been mined from the asteroid.
You know, funny enough, I remember before this was written, do you remember when the question used to get posted up on AudioGamers.net? Who would write the next swamp?
Yeah. Well, you have Daniel Stanley.
Yep.
Daniel Michael... No, I'm
kidding. For a board, I'm gonna touch my name. You don't like it?
From the asteroid.
Actually, I forgot what I was gonna say there.
GMSS. That is your initials.
Hey, even DMNB matches.
Yep.
Deathmatch and... Deathmatch and... No, DMNBS.
DMNB is BS? What?
No!
Hey!
<from the asteroid. laughs>
I just realized that joke...
You should actually create an installment of Deathmatch called Deathmatch.
A chunk of gold
sorry,
has been mined from the asteroid.
That way you'll have a DMSS to match your initials. So the asteroid is still mining.
A chunk of iron has been mined
from
the asteroid.
And at any point, if I want to stop it, I can march on over to this console and hit stop.
Get on the floor and march over to that console. Wait, how can I march if I'm on the floor?
Get on the floor and march.
A chunk of
how do you expect me to march to the console when I'm on the floor? Do you expect me to crawl on my hands?
No, I expect you to march on your head.
From the asteroid.
I'm not marching on my head. My head is not built for marching. I am a no march head.
March.
A chunk of iron
that's been mined
from the asteroid.
No.
No, for it is April.
I refuse to march.
I have a feeling that someone is gonna have a feeling about having a feeling about something.
A chunk of gold has been mined from the asteroid.
They started again with that! No!
A chunk of iron has been mined from the asteroid.
Why?
Alright guys, so I will stop the asteroid mining sequence. Time to march on over to the console.
We hope you enjoy this podcast. This
no, I'm not done yet.
Asteroid started.
I should
stop
take
asteroid
it
mine,
to a
but
planet.
Mining sequence aborted.
Yes, but the planet is about 3,000 light years away.
Exit in
alright. So now, I will go to autopilot.
Select the teleporter. Can link the teleporter.
Yeah, I just installed the engineering coordinate on this
ship. Enter what? Select the
teleporter. Oh my god, I'm getting a little bit of lag.
Hi, welcome to the game that was developed in Baghdad, Iraq.
Location colon 10, 9,
you should be aware, everyone
select
on not lag
enter
on
flight
game.
Select destination
what?
On sensors.
Everyone panics about lag on this game.
Oh, I
select
cannot.
Select enter flight.
Haven't you noticed that every, like, the second
we're
lag.
Our Enderian station at?
000.
How about Cygnus Alpha?
20020.
Please enter X coordinate for auto. Enter light, enter Z, coordinates.
Alright, guys, I'm traveling to Cygnus Alpha. Oh,
I'm surviving.
Okay, now let's teleport to the Cygnus console.
Select item
Cygnus
teleporter.
Console.
The what?
Cygnus console.
Enter X coordinate.
Then
again,
oh, by the way,
before
this gets
confused,
the teleporter is not the used to teleport to certain objects. You can only do that with a military teleporter on your ships.
Hey guys, guess what? There's a new day I have imposed, and it's called the English Mutation Day. On that day, you will chart down every single word mistake, meaning that, like, if you try to say one thing and you say something else, you will write it down, and that will replace the original word you tried to say. So... That's how the English language will mutate from now on.
Oh god. That is not how the English language mutates.
Huh?
That is not how the English language is mutating.
But it is from now on, because I'm King Stephen.
The government is unlocked from Cygnus Alpha.
Oh god.
What?
American dictator, truly.
Teleporter
is a
recharge.
Dictator. I'm just living up to my
name. Oh, no, we got a separate extortionist in America. Maybe you should ask him first.
Current speed
Obama.
Colon, 1512 speed colon, 5000 ship sail speed colon,
yeah, that guy.
Ship heading colon, 270 current coordinates,
oh,
colon, 0000 colon, destination.
Oh, I can, I'm almost to my destination, but now I gotta slow down, and it'll take forever. So you know what? I will actually drop this cargo off later because I don't want to sit there and drag this podcast on. So I will exit deathmatch.
Main menu exit.
That was fun.
All right, guys. So basically, yeah, why I exited deathmatch is because I was still at speed 1500 and it would take forever to slow down, even though I was at my destination. And I didn't want to drag this on for too much longer. But I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. Danny is certainly a very great co-host. He's a great best friend as well. And he is definitely a good asset to this podcast.
I'll try to have more episodes. So.
Yes, I hope he has made this cast interesting for you. I hope we
both
have. Huh?
They should provide feedback on that front.
Yeah, please provide feedback. And if you want some feedback, here's some feedback. Dang, I can't get the feedback to happen.
You want some feedback, just scream into the microphone like an immature child.
Now, if you want this feedback, put the headphones up to the microphone, like this. Danny?
I do not hear any.
You don't hear it?
No.
That is a shame. Anyway,
He broke his feedback.
Sorry, guys, for trying to impose extremely loud, screechy feedback on you. I know you might be watching this at 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'm sorry about that.
Oh, and by the way, if you are watching this at 2 o'clock in the morning, stop staying up!
Danny, you have no right to talk in that department. Mister, I'm going to stay up until 9 o'clock in the morning and then go to bed.
I didn't actually stay up until 9 o'clock last night.
No, you stayed up until... Yeah, you did, actually, because you were up before I went to church. All right.
No, because I'd gotten up at 11.
All right. Yeah, anyway, now that we're done talking about Danny's sleeping patterns, I think we should end this podcast right now. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it, and I will talk to you all later, and so will Danny. Goodbye, guys. You aren't going to tell him goodbye, Danny? Dang.
Bye.
All right.
Track one row muscle.
And remember, send some feedback to StormingSteve at StevenD.net, or comment on the deathmatch thread, or post a comment on the podcast page if you would like to see a second deathmatch new beginning podcast. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God, no. Bye.